Want more stories in your life without adding to your TBR? That's where Audible comes in. I use it for the original novellas, the Plus catalog like Deanna Reborn's Veronica Speedwell series, and those audiobook sales that you can beat. Right now, Audible has a special offer for new and returning members. Click the link in the show notes to see what deal you'll get and start listening today. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. In this podcast, your host, Lori and me, will invite a bookish guest to share their favorite book recommendation. If you share a passion for books and always looking for your next read, then join us. Welcome to the What to Read Next podcast. Today's guest is Ange from PNR Book Reviews on Instagram. Before we get to today's book recommendation, I want to share a bit of our sponsor today, which is Crushing It by Lorelai Parker. Here's a bit about the book. In life as in gaming, there's a way around every obstacle. To pitch her new role-playing game at a European conference, developer Sierra Reeds needs to overcome her terror of public speaking. What better practice than completing a local bar's diary slam, regaling audience with her old journals about her completely humiliating college crush and gorgeous Tristan Spencer? Until the moderator says, "Next up, Tristan Spencer!" Sierra is mortified, but Tristan is flattered. Caught up in memories of her decade-old obsession, as they reconnect, Sierra tries to dismiss her growing qualms about him, but it's not so easy to ignore her deepening friendship with Alfie, the cute, supportive bar owner. She and Alfie were college classmates too, and little by little, Sierra is starting to wonder if she's been focusing her moves on the wrong target all along, misreading every player's motivation. This book looks so good. First of all, it's about gaming, which is something that I love. It's about public speaking, which is something I love. And it's about, like, who she's gonna pick. I don't know. This looks so good. So I'm looking forward to picking it up myself and just to read it. But if you want to purchase this book, you can purchase at your preferred bookseller. For more information, book recommendations, please visit kensingtonbooks.com. Now let's go to the show. Hi, Angela.
Hi, how are you? Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here. I can't wait to chat books.
I love it. So tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, a reader slash blogger, now Instagrammer, I guess. But yeah, I've been paranormal PNR book lover review. Sorry, paranormal romance reader for a long time. It's so strange because. Probably 10 years ago or more, Goodreads was the place to hang out and chat and just have fun, and that's where I started from. And then I kind of like broke away from that and created my blog, and then I had I have a Facebook account too, but I'm not on there very often. It's just usually my Instagram account. And and I'm a mum of four, and I work at home. I have a little business that I run from home, and I'm pretty low-key, boring, guess. I don't know.
Yeah, and you're based in Australia, which is...
Yes, I'm in Australia.
It's a new
thanks, Frank. So I'm on the Gold Coast, Queensland in Australia. Yeah.
I love it. So when did you start reading romance?
That's a really good question. I reckon I would have been easily early 20s, maybe my late teens. My early 20s, but I couldn't tell you what that first book was, because there's been so many. How about you? When did you start reading romance?
So I started reading romance 2016, so about 3 years ago, 4 years ago.
Yep.
I was a late bloomer. I was a reader always, but romance per se, I didn't start reading until then. I read a lot of romance adjacent books, like books that had some romance, and those were the ones I gravitated to. But it wasn't until 2016 that I started reading romance.
Oh, that's still good though. That's still a long time ago. I think I got my love of reading from my grandma, who recently passed away. And she gave me the, do you remember The Secret Garden?
Oh, okay.
So it's this old book, and that could be like probably, I reckon I would have been 12 years old. And that's slightly romantic because like she falls in love with, I think it's Finn. Yeah, I can't remember, but I do remember getting that when I was little.
I love it. And so what do you
like? I wish I had the book still. It'd be good to go find, like, because you know how you pack your childhood memories away. It would be good to go and find that out and find it.
Yeah, that would be amazing.
Yeah.
So what do you love of the genre?
What do I love about a paranormal remake in general? Yeah. So I don't know. This is such a great question. It's so hard. I'm trying to think. It's a great place to escape, I think, and that's what I like about paranormal romance. Like, it's just, it's fun to go into a different kind of world, and then, I don't know, I just love that, like, I don't know how to explain that. I just really enjoy that. I do like it that there's not, like, comparing it to, like, contemporary romance and stuff. There's always, like, drama and angst in contemporary romance, and I'm not a big fan of that, you know, like love triangles and all that kind of stuff. And I find, like, in paranormal romance, there's not a lot of drama and angst, and it's just a fun new world that you're gonna, you know, explore with the characters and stuff like that. Does that make sense? I don't know. I really enjoy it.
I think it's a little bit of magical realism. Like, there's some magic around it, and, you know, that's what the world building that just allows you to live in a different world, that allows the romance to bloom. So, yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And you've just started reading paranormal, or?
I've done a few. I read the Suki Stackhouse series.
Oh, yes. Yep, that's an old favorite, isn't it?
Yeah. I remember reading it and enjoying it. Like, I got the books on Goodwill, and I was like, I got like 10 of those books. Like, it was like, I didn't read them. I did not get into Twilight, so I did not read that. But there were other books. I think, you know, I read Wolf Gone Wild by Julia Cross. And so
that's a new one.
I like that one. Yeah, so I like it. It was good. So
yeah.
So it's a, you know, it's self-serving. So I'm like curious about the genre. So I invited to just give me kind of like a beginner's guide of what should I read next. So
beginner's guide. Yeah, I'll have to, even if I can, I'll just send you an email with a list of books and series that you should check out. But I think a good place to begin would be, like, if you didn't want, like, an adult paranormal, you could always start with, like, YA paranormal. Mm-hmm. And Maggie Stiefwater, I don't know how to say her last name, but she has a series called Shiver, and that's so good. I highly recommend that. And I think for an adult paranormal, if you just want to jump into it all, I reckon the Psy Changeling series by Narlene Sixing, and then also Dark Hunter series by Sherilyn Keenan is so good. There is lots of books in this series, which is really nice because I like a big chunky series. And if you're looking for something like light and fun but and still paranormal, is you should definitely check out Shelley Lauringston, and she has the Pride series and also the manga series, and they kind of entwine, but they are so funny. Highly recommend those.
I love it. What are your favorite paranormal books and series?
So again, sorry, so I am obsessed. It's very on brand. I love Nora Roberts, and I'm just new to Nora Roberts. I've been reading her for the last couple of years, and I discovered that she does paranormal and fantasy stories. And the Guardians trilogy is so good. So I definitely recommend that. And then also, again, the Psy Changeling series is just amazing. I just recommend that to everybody. And if you're looking for something a little bit different, Radiance by Grace Draven is really good.
Now let's talk about romance tropes. What is your favorite romance trope?
I do have some. I've probably got more I don't like than I do. So I really like a small town romance. That's a trope. I'm pretty sure it is. I really enjoyed that. And I like single fathers. They're really fun to read about. What else do I like? Best friends. You know what? I'm probably one person that actually likes this troupe, but I don't mind the Insta love troupe. I like an easy, kind of cute story. What else? Oh, brothers, best friends. They're always fun to read.
Yep.
Yeah, what about you? Do you know what you like yet in the?
So I like Marriage of Convenience and Fake Relationship. Those are my favorite tropes. I do like Famous People in Love, just kind of like having some Hollywood, some kind of like
paparazzi
and stuff. That's kind of fun. But I think And Just One Bed, Forced Proximity, Just One Bed, Snowstorm, Just One Bed, Carriage, Just One Carriage. Love it.
Yep. Yeah. Oh, that's good that I like that you've already found what you like, even though you're still new to the romance.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. So I realize it's like gravitating. I'm like a new historical romance reader. Like I started reading historical
history.
So lot of those tropes show up in historicals and I love it. That's kind of
I like that. I haven't read a lot of historical romance, even though I've been reading since like forever. But I've read some. And I still am, like, I still try and pick one up once a year, and I just haven't found my niche with historical romance.
Have you read Tessa Dare?
I think I have. I have a lot of shelves and a lot of books at my home, and I'm pretty sure I have, but I can't tell you what, though.
Okay. She's a good for beginners.
She is good.
She's good. I think she's like more rom-com, like more comedy, less angsty. Friendships. So I think that's a good historical, you know, for beginners, you know, like into the genre. She's a good
one. I will write that down.
She's a good one. Yeah. Tessa Dare. Yeah. Lisa Kleypas is another one who has historicals, and you're really good.
Oh, good. I like taking recommendations. I'm always looking for new things to read.
Yay. Yeah. So now what is your least favorite romance trope?
Oh, where do you begin? I hate love triangles.
Yep.
Cheating. Miscommunication is one of the worst tropes I think ever. Office romance I don't get. And I don't like office romances. Bully romances, I don't get that. The list could go on and on.
I hear you. Yeah, for me, it's angst, bully romance. It's definitely, it doesn't work anymore.
I just don't get it. I don't get it.
I'm like, it's just toxic. And
there's
a book that I think I spoke with another guest yesterday. And we're talking about this book. It's called Vicious by LJ Chen. She likes to write bully romance. So we're like talking about the main character. He was a sociopath. You're just like, you're a sociopath, this will fall in love. But you're like, you know, it just doesn't make sense. Like, why? You know, in my head, why? But the book works. Like, I had a good group of friends who have read it and loved it. But for me, it's like, I remember reading and be like, I don't know why I'm reading this, but it's so angsty.
I know what you mean. I'll probably get stones thrown at me now because I'm going to say this to everybody. But I did not like the Bromance Book Club. And it's not because I didn't like the writing. I think the writing was phenomenal. I just couldn't mesh well with the characters, mainly the wife. And like, I'm sitting over here going, why is it so, why? I'm like, why am I not like liking this trope? Yeah. So.
Yeah, well, I think the romance book club, I think the wife had a lot growing up, and her took really long time, that it was annoying, because she
by the time she figured it out, oh, wait, maybe it was too late?
Yeah, that's what
the book was over?
It took a long time for her to figure things out, that she had to grow up, because she kept blaming on Gavin, all the situation.
Yes.
No, Gavin's not the only part.
And, I think too, because I've been married for almost 20 years, I'm like, I know marriage is like, it's a communication thing. Like, and I just wanted to reach into the book and just strangle her and then sometimes him. And I was just like, no, I was like, that kind of angst and drama, I just don't mesh well with.
Yeah. A good Marriage in Trouble book is Unspoken, yep, by Colleen Rimmer. Last year, they're about to get divorced, and they're like spending forced proximity. They're spending a weekend in the apartment and they have a beach house, and they had to work things out. And they have therapy, which I actually appreciate when characters go to therapy and they figure things out on their own and they like bring it to them. It's like healthy. So I think that's a good book too. If you like the Marriage in Crisis book.
I'm gonna check that out actually. Yeah, I'm definitely gonna check it out. I love this. I'm getting like book recommendations.
I love it. So what have been some of your favorite paranormals that you read this year?
Favorite paranormals that I've read this year. Okay. I'm trying to think. I've read so much already this year. So have you heard of S. Young?
Yeah.
So she wrote War of Hearts, and then I highly recommend because it was so good. It's a shifter, and witches and wolf shifters, and that was really good. I really enjoyed that. And you know what? The audiobook was so good. The narrator had this awesome accent, and it just meshed really well with the story. What else have I read this year? Emma Hamm. I've never read her before, and this year I fell in love with her book covers, and they were stunning. Definitely check out Heart of Fae, and that was really good. I'm just trying to think what else I've read paranormal recently. Isn't that, my mind just goes, whoops. What have I read? Oh, Nora Roberts has a series called, I've just actually read it this month, and it was called The Seventh Sign, and the first book in that is called Blood Brothers, and it's really good as well. I just finished reading there's three in the series, so I recommend those ones.
Hello.
Have you read anything this month, paranormal?
Paranormal, I have not read any paranormal.
Not this month.
Yeah, I think it's really rare. Like, I'm trying to figure things out. I think I just got Janine Frost, Wicked at the Bite, I think, or one of.
Oh, Wicked Bite. Yes, you should definitely start at the beginning because I feel like I love Janine.
It's the first book in that series,
the Night Huntress series. So you went back into, you went back. I'm like, did you get the first book?
Let me see, what book did I get?
Yes, have a look. Did you get One Foot in the Grave?
No, it wasn't that. It's actually...
Because that series, the Wicked Bite series, that's the second book, I'm pretty sure. I just know that I read that one and I was like, oh, if you haven't read the Night Huntress series, you could get a little bit confused because the characters are all from her original series, the Night Huntress series, Cat of Bones.
So Halfway to the Grave, the Night Huntress.
Yes. Good work. Yes, start from there and then go through all the books.
Okay.
Good work. Yes.
Okay. So I bought that book and I'm going to read it this month. Good. I'm going to read for the podcast. That could be my next paranormal experience.
Oh, I can't wait. I can't wait to hear what you think. It's such a great series.
Oh, this is so good. Awesome. So what are some of your most anticipated new releases for 2020?
I'm just gonna check my Kindle because I know I have some cheeky arcs that I know that are my anticipated. So what do we have? Definitely, I know that Nalini has a new one out soon and it's called Alpha Knights. Alpha Knights. That comes out I think in June, so I'm super excited for that one. Grace Draven has a new one coming out and it's called Dragon Unleashed, and I'm really looking forward to that. And then, which what I just found out last week, and I'm super excited for it. Nora Roberts is releasing a new Dragon trilogy towards the end of the year, and I'm so here for it. I cannot wait. So, yeah. Yeah. Have you got any? I'm so bad with new releases. I never know what actually is coming out.
Yeah. So for me, new releases, I have Would You Like to Ride by Eva Lee, which is a historical, but it's a remake of an 80s movie. So,
oh, cool.
So I like that whole idea of like remaking 80s movies. I think that's kind of like fun for historical.
Yeah.
And I have You Had Me at Ola, which I just read and I absolutely adore it. By Alexis Daria, and it's a contemporary set in the novella, so soap opera.
Oh, wow.
The Latin culture, there's great representation. Like, I'm Puerto Rican, and so it was really great to see Puerto Rican characters in the story.
That's cool. That's really good.
That was really cool. So that was like, it made my week. I was like, oh my gosh. July 7th.
And do you think that would be your book of the month?
I think so. I think that's going to be the book. I think it may be the book of the year. It's going to be in the top list. I think that one, along with Mia Sosa's The Worst Best Man, is another one that's really good. It's like, it had the Just One Bed trope and the brother's ex-fiance, you know, trope that doesn't work that well, but in this case, it did work well enough that, you know, that those are some top books that are contenders for me.
That's so good. I don't know any other new releases. See, I'm terrible.
So, which two books have you read this past few months you recommend?
this is not a paranormal book, but I did read recently. It's probably my book of the year, actually. It's called Making Faces by Amy Harmon, and it's absolutely stunning. It's so good. And then I think everyone should read War of Hearts by S. Young. So S. Young is Samantha Young, so she actually writes contemporary romance, but her pen name for paranormal romance, did I say that correctly? Yeah, is S. Young. And yeah, she's got two books out now, and they're both really, really good. And then I think, you know what? I'm gonna throw in an old book, but War Prize by Elizabeth Vaughn. I read that recently, and it's really good.
I love it.
Yeah.
So, which books are your TBR?
My TBR, too many. So I think I'm terrible with TBRs. I plan all the things at the beginning of the month thinking, yes, this is what I'm going to read, and then by day two I'm already reading like different books. But I do have Crescent City by Sarah J Maas on my TBR for next month. I do want to jump into that. And then obviously I really want to read my arc of Alpha Knight by Nalini. And I host the In Death Read Along, so with UTC book blogs. So I really want to jump back into my In Death series books. So I'm on book 20, so I'm not too sure what that one is. I could be Survivor In Death. So I know that I'll probably end up reading a couple of those ones next month as well.
I love it.
How do you go with TBRs? I know everyone is like a, you know, they'll make a list, and then sometimes they do or do not.
Yeah. So I have a loose space list. Like, I read for the podcast because I interview authors, so I have to read their book. So right now it's based on the interview schedule. So I've been reading based on like authors I'm interviewing. So that's been calling what I'm reading next. But that's the only reason why I have a list. For the most part, I'm like a mood reader. Even though I get ARCs, I don't read for review. Yeah, that feels like unique. Like, I don't, the pauses may not like it, but I read because I recommend them and I share them on different platforms. But I don't think, you know, it doesn't have to be publication day. Like, I need you to just write a review. Like, it's like, you know, I read it when I can get to it. So
yeah, it's a lot of pressure being like when you have deadlines. I know over the years, I've taken a big step back with like a lot of asks, like a lot of requests, and I just do what I can do, because I still like to read older books that, you know, have been out for years. Like I've really jumping in the deep end with Nora Roberts, and
yeah,
I've just been reading like everything of hers. And so I actually have a book club now of just like every month we read a new Nora Roberts title together.
Oh my gosh, that's amazing.
So yeah, that's why, yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. Like, I think for me, like, I love reading series. And so yeah. I want to give myself the flexibility to go down to rabbit hole. Like, right now I'm reading book 3 of a series. It's a trilogy, so it's, like, it's almost over. And I'm like, yeah. I'm grateful, like, I have the flexibility to do that, you know.
I love the size of trilogies. I think 3 books is such a great number in a series. I guess, yeah. Yeah.
I like long series. Like, I like series where you go down the rabbit hole and you're like, you're going to the cousins, you know.
I know. I was going to say, I do like a chunky series, but then sometimes they can be a little bit intimidating, because I know, like, I've just told everyone to read the Side Changeling series, and it's like book 20 is coming out soon or something.
Yeah. And I feel like that's kind of like a fun thing. Like, you have a world and you build upon each other, and it builds and builds and builds, and it's just like you just like get lost in the story. Like, for me, that's like,
yes,
that's my
best. I love that. Yeah, no, that's the best feeling. That is definitely the best feeling.
Yeah, so I'm like, I'm looking forward to diving into a long series. So maybe the Side Channel, maybe the next series that I might get.
You definitely should try that out. It's so good. And it's like, I know the Dark Hunters by Sherilyn Keenan is another favorite of mine. Okay. And there's so many of them. But if you like mythology, gods and stuff like that, the Dark Hunters do that really well.
Awesome. Yeah.
Another new book I want to read is Veronica Roth's Chosen One.
Oh yeah.
That came out, and I actually recently brought the audiobook because it has a full cast audio.
Ooh.
And I think that would be really good to listen to. Yeah. Do you do audio?
I do audio, not as frequent as other people. Like, I'll probably listen to audiobook probably 1 a month, you know.
Yeah.
I wish I can do more, and maybe I'm changing things around, so maybe I'll start listening to more. But there, you know, we'll see. Like, I think that's something that's helpful.
Yeah, yeah. I have to admit, I listen to a lot of audiobooks.
That's awesome. So thank you so much. Where can we find you online?
Most of the time I'm on Instagram, and that's PNR Book Lover Reviews, and then my blog is attached to it, and that's where I keep all my reviews and stuff like that.
I love it. So thank you, Angela, for being the show.
Thank you for having me.
If you enjoyed this podcast, feel free to share with friends, subscribe, or rate and review the show. This is the easiest way to support this podcast. Want to join a romance-loving community? Want weekly book recommendations, monthly author Q&As, and book recommendation meetups? Make new friends? Then join our Patreon community. To sign up, please follow the links in the show notes. What to Read Next podcast is part of the Frolic Podcast Network. Find more podcasts to love on frolic.media/podcast. Thank you so much for listening, and have a great day.
Are you an author, publisher, or book-related business looking to reach passionate readers? What to Read Next podcast is a perfect place to connect with an engaged audience of romance and mystery lovers who are always on the hunt for their next great read. Now, we're offering sponsorship opportunities. Whether you're launching a new book, promoting an upcoming release, showcasing a bookish product or services, we can help you get the word out. Let's work together to bring your books or businesses to readers who are ready to discover something new. Please visit whatyoureadnextblog.com/sponsorships to learn more, or reach out to chat about the perfect sponsorship or package for you. Thank you much for listening. Your next great reader is waiting for you.